White House launches website tracking flood of investments into U.S. by Nick Gilbertson on May 1, 2025. The White House has launched a website tracking the flood of announced investments into the United States since President Donald Trump's return to office. The website features 49 major investments from prominent companies in a wide swath of sectors, including tech, pharmaceuticals, energy, and more. On the technology front, Apple and Nvidia each have committed $500 billion investments in the United States. Stargate, a joint project between OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, also announced a $500 billion investment. IBM plans its own 12-figure investment of $150 billion. Watch, SEC. Bessent, Trump is creating assets for Americans while most presidents created debt. The list also includes a number of prominent pharmaceutical companies, many of which are investing tens of billions each. Johnson & Johnson, $55 billion. Genentech, Roche, $50 billion. Eli Lilly and Company, $27 billion. Novartis, $23 billion. AbbVie, $10 billion. Merck, $9 billion. Some other notable commitments include a planned $21 billion investment from motor giant Hyundai, a planned $20 billion investment from real estate development company DMAC Properties, and ADQ and Energy Capital Partners' $25 billion investment announcement. Trump predicted Wednesday while speaking with business leaders that investments in the U.S. during his second term would exceed $8 trillion in 2 months. "We have a total of close to $8 trillion all told," he continued. "And there's never been anything like that in this country. We've never had anything close. I would say, if you looked at the last administration, probably for 4 years, they did maybe less than $1 trillion, and we've done almost $8 trillion. Trump's tariffs, deregulation policies, and commitment to lowering taxes all seem to be playing a role in the influx of investments since January. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang credited Trump for his leadership on Wednesday at the White House after noting NVIDIA would be producing the next generation of a 70-pound processor in America. "We're going to build NVIDIA's technology, the next generation of that, all here in the United States," he said. Without the president's leadership, his policies, his support, and, very importantly, his strong encouragement, frankly, manufacturing in the United States wouldn't have accelerated to this pace, Jensen added.